Hey Siri. Who's prettier, you or Alexa?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
Hey Alexa, who's prettier, you or Siri?
I'm partial to all AIs.
Oh my.
Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina.
Welcome to episode 8.
Episode 8. You know what that number is?
What does that mean?
Infinity.
Infinity. So this is going to go on
forever
and on and on and on.
Right into podcast heaven.
Oh, wow. So if you love what you've been listening to so far and you don't want to miss another episode, subscribe to the platform you're listening to today.
Hit that button.
Hit that button. We're in Spotify, Apple Podcast,
Audible,
SoundCloud, and soon to be YouTube.
YouTube.
Unbelievable. Yes.
Yeah.
So we want to thank our sponsor for the day. Who is our sponsor, Michael?
Our sponsor is a very special person, hardworking, out there, top producing. We love her. Anicia Pimentel of Silverio Insurance.
Anicia Pimentel, she works at Silverio Insurance, and she's an insurance guru.
She is, and she's out in Haverhill, Massachusetts, but she can be found online, Anicia Pimentel, super top producing insurance agent of the world.
Of the world.
I love
it. Check her out. Thank you, Anicia, for sponsoring our super producer.
Short Fuse.
Short Fuse. Thank you so much. So as we always start an episode, we have a drink or two.
Right after we say that, we're in the house of Froggies.
That's right.
At the Enchantment Room.
Thank you, Froggies Enchantment Room, for giving us a Rufo.
A roof over our head.
Over our head to be able to do what we love to do. So thank you so much. And Michael, they are starting to book parties when?
It's going to be spring 2021, which is coming up right sooner than we think.
I can't wait. If you want information on it, go to froggiespartypad.com.
Yep. Or on Facebook, The Enchantment Room.
The Enchantment Room. All right. Can't wait. So I'm always quick to tell you what we're going to drink this evening. I don't know what it is. I'm just always like, you know, fast trigger. Well,
it's our favorite part.
Probably that's what it is. So today, we're going to go back a little bit in time to something that we have had for many years.
I know you're going to dig this.
I know you. So today's drink is actually Hennessy VSOP. Pretty good one.
You pulled out the Henny.
Yeah, pulled out the Henny. It's a cognac for some who don't know what that is. Hennessy is made by a company called Moët.
Wow.
In France. Vive la France.
France. No
pretty good. Cognac, consistent, very smooth. So cheers to VSOP Hennessy.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Now, before we move on from the Hennessy,
okay.
Cognac is made from wine, no?
I'm going to say yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I am, but if someone can give us a background on how it's made, you can email us at thevibeyourein@gmail.com and
give us
a tutorial and, you know, take us through that journey of how they make that stuff.
Cool.
So today we're going to talk about a good topic, a topic that we discussed over at the focus group. Something that created a lot of conversation, which was great. Also, you know, we want to do a personal shout out. We've been doing this for 8 episodes, and we're noticing that it's taking traction. So I really appreciate everyone out there who has listened, who's shared. I want to personally give a shout out to some friends out in Australia.
Yes.
Who are listening to us. There's someone listening to us in Brazil.
Yes, the people, the other, because we had shouted out the Kerwins, because they're listening out in the eastern side of Australia, but on the western side. And if I'm wrong, she can correct me at thevibeurin@gmail.com or hit us online or at our Instagram.
Okay.
The Vibeurin. She is Nico Kong.
Oh, and
right
thank
now
you
she's
so
listening
much.
To us while she's on the treadmill.
Oh, is that how she flows
yeah, oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. She says she's laughing. It helps her, you know,
oh, that's
extra
good.
With her,
yeah, so
with
she,
her exercise.
So she's probably listening and focusing on what we're saying, but she's doing her treadmill thing, not looking at the time and how long she's walked right. or run and stuff like that.
She says you crack her up.
Me?
She says that, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, so simultaneously.
What is it about that cracks her up?
I think it's just you're a funny guy.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
guy.
I'm not taking on the road at all.
We could.
Okay.
I'll be your manager.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
Simultaneously in Florida, on the treadmill also, we got a text message from Charlie De Leon. He's also on the treadmill listening to the Vibeurin right now. Shout out to him.
Is that our friend with the cigars and all that?
That's right.
I cannot wait to talk to him. I know that we're trying to set something up with him to have a conversation with him. Because
that's right.
I just followed him on Instagram.
Yep.
I think it's De Leon Cigars. I think it's his handle. And he does some mobile like party thing with cigars. I saw the mobile system that he has.
It's amazing.
It's quite interesting. So all the friends out there in Florida, if you need some sort of interesting and different way of celebrating, check him out. I can't wait to talk to him.
Me either.
Yeah.
Coming up soon. It's Monte De Leon Cigars.
Monte De Leon.
On Instagram. Follow them.
Thank you so much. A lot of love over there.
Yeah.
So diving in, before we just keep going and going and going, what's that topic that we discussed that was very, very, very animated in our last focus group?
And I'll tell you, it's really surprising and not surprising at the same time because it's what we study, but it's decision. The topic
the word
was decision. It's the word decision,
right.
decision making, and the opposite of making decisions is what?
Procrastination. Which is something that a lot of people suffer from. And that's okay. Like I said, and we always say in our shows, it's okay to go through the things that stop you or not stop you, but actually curb your next step to whatever you want to do. Procrastination is a big one. I think we all suffer from it. I know I have in the past. And I challenge myself not to think that route, not to go down that rabbit hole.
Yep.
So it is what it is, but certainly decision is a good one. And so we'll dive into it.
Yeah. You know what procrastination does? It kills ambition. It's a killer of ambition.
Yeah.
And what we need to understand is that procrastination, just like anything else, it can become an addiction. It becomes easier to say, I don't want to make that phone call. Oh, I don't want to.
Right.
It's too far for me to take that ride. It's too. It can come down to the simplest things, you know, like doing your laundry.
From doing
your laundry all the way into business, whatever that is that can make you successful that you're not doing because you didn't do it once.
Sure.
You found it easier not to do it again.
Right.
And then again and again and again. And it keeps going. And pretty soon it becomes a habit and you find yourself, you know, in complete lethargy, not doing anything.
I mean, of course, the non-decision of making, you know, the non-decision factor of a procrastinator is that you're not going to make the decision. You're just basically saying, no, I don't think I want to. I'll wait till tomorrow.
Yep.
I'll wait till next week. And guess what? Life is short. Life goes really, really quick.
Blink of an eye.
So we want to talk about the steps that you may want to take so that you basically squash
Right.
procrastination, push it to the side.
Well, you know, the first step is the hardest. It's
like
always
everything.
The hardest. It's like everything else. Yeah.
Because
you're holding on like, should I do it? I can't
right.
do it. What will they say? That's the biggest one, right? What will they think? We don't even know who they are.
Doesn't matter.
It's like this group of survey people somewhere waiting for you to make that step so they can jump out and go,
what are you doing?
We would do that stupid move.
Well, I think a lot of people, it's basically their first circle. You know how we have circle of either family or friends. So there's as you go in deep in the middle in the bullseye, you keep going and going and going. It's the first circle that you're worried about.
Yeah.
What are they going to say? What would they say? No, it's what would you say to yourself if you find yourself years from now and you didn't do anything or didn't do what you wanted to do and you always had it inside of you.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to. Think about what you, your person would say to you.
Yeah.
Wow, shit, you didn't do anything. You didn't move it. You know, you had an opportunity and you didn't take it because you were too worried about someone else's opinion or what they would say.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? That you won't feel like you won't have the energy to do it. But true. The thing is that to get the energy to do it, you have to actually do it. As ridiculous as that sounds, when you take the first step and you jump into it, right there, the energy to do it is generated immediately. Ralph Waldo Emerson says, once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. And he also says, do the thing and you'll get the energy to do the thing. Right?
I like that.
Do the thing and you'll get the power to do the thing.
Right.
So the power, the energy comes from doing the thing. So you have to take the first step. Even as hard as it is, take that first step. And you won't regret it.
Yeah, once you take that first step and decide on what that is, stay the course. Stay it.
Absolutely.
Because I can tell you that once you make that step, regardless of what happens, and of course, you want your gut to tell you what that is. You just don't want to make a decision and not have a feeling for it. You got to have a feeling. It's got to be inside you, and you got to take that step.
It has to be satisfying.
It has to be satisfying. You just can't. It. Yeah, like, do it. Do it, you know, I've wanted to skydive.
You did.
And I may be procrastinating that.
Yeah, you're going to go on that journey by yourself.
Right, exactly. Everybody that I've said that to, this is the exact opposite of what we talk about.
That. I have friends that have done it.
Oh, I've had friends that have done it too.
And to be honest with you, I'm one that used to say up until now that I was afraid of heights.
Right.
And I've been getting over many fears. But I do want to do it.
Okay.
But you're going to have to blindfold me. You're going to have to sedate me.
No,
the door's going to have to open. My eyes are going to open.
You have
and
to,
I'm going to all of a sudden be there. You're going to push me off.
See, that's the thing. You have to be fully focused because, you know, the first jump, you're relying on someone else. So you've decided to jump and the decision is based on the person above you making that.
Oh, boy.
So I think that's the troubling part. But certainly if you're out there and you want to skydive one day, or if you've done it already, let me know.
Yeah.
Let me know what that felt like. I'm sure it's exhilarating. So I have not made my decision on skydiving because I've procrastinated the inevitable, which is I may be scared as shit to do that. So I don't
There's
know.
A really good video out there with Will Smith
okay.
describing his experience on skydiving.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have to Google that, though.
Oh, okay. So to go back, no one can do it for you.
You can't. It's just like... we had spoken on the last episode, which was finding your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find this. You have to make this decision on your own. You can't go... The decisions, everything that we have, by the way, all the answers that we're looking for, we always say, well, I'm going to find it in a book. V and I were discussing this early this morning, as a matter of fact. You know, we always think, well, we're going to find the secret in a book.
Right.
We're going to find the secret in this, you know, in the seminar that I'm going to go to, or this person that I've been dying to talk to, or this person is so well put together, they're going to give me the secret. No one's really going to give you a secret. It's going to, what you're looking for is to tap into the answers that are already inside you.
Exactly.
The way to do that is to really to become, to use your imagination, which is a whole nother podcast in itself, but you tap into the answers that are deep inside you in the quantum field between the conscious mind, the subconscious mind. So your answers are in the subconscious mind.
Sure.
So once you make decisions, that's where your answers are really coming from.
Yeah. Not to take anything away from the fact that people seek.
Not at all.
I wouldn't say advice, but it could be motivation.
Right.
By listening to a podcast like this, by reading, a book, by listening to an audible, an audible book. Or going to a seminar where there's someone out there who's not saying do it my way and you'll be successful. It's to tap into the thought process of these are the things that you possibly may do that can uncover
that feeling, create that spark.
So
yeah.
I agree. I mean, for me, it's been the same thing. It's been understanding some of the people that I've listened to, some of the folks that I've gone to listen to in live, and they... It's all a motivational aspect of it, but there's little snippets of it that I'm like, wow, you know what? That's interesting because I can apply that to what I'm doing. Not necessarily sit there and say, okay, today I'm not motivated, but after this guy talks to me or this woman talks to me, I'm going to go and run and with my hair on fire.
Right.
No, you have to have a set skill, a set mindset to be like, okay, this is my next step.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what it is. And so as you go to these places that you're just talking about, you're looking for that spark to be able to bring up those answers from your subconscious mind. We all have the answers inside us. You're going to find those answers once you make a decision. Another interesting thing is that we just saw yesterday, Vinicius and I decided to take a day off. You know what that's like?
Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah. We were going and going and going. And we know that rest and relaxation is just as important.
Okay, but take me through that day off, because I can tell you what my day off looks like. And whatever it says on the dictionary is not what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well,
but there's remedy to that. There's actually comfort in what we consider day off when we're like flying. You know, flying, doing stuff.
We did something that it's rare and it's a beautiful thing. We just spent time, just her and I, with our kids, Brandon and Michaela, on the couch.
Okay, so no electronics?
No, we decided to see this movie because when we did the Finding Your Purpose episode, mm-hmm. there were people reaching out to us saying, hey, that sounds exactly like this movie I just saw, which Soul. Is Soul.
Oh, wow.
And Brandon had seen it on New Year's Day, but V and I had fallen asleep, and he thought it's hard to keep him still for like 2 minutes.
Okay. And he saw it a second time.
He saw it a second time.
Yeah.
That's how good it was. And
no plug at all, but I can tell you, and I don't want to cut Mike off, but I watched it. It was great. And so keep going with your day off. I'm so interested to hear.
No, that was it. It was just, that's what we did. We watched an inspiring movie. Then we actually watched a couple. It was kid stuff, but mm-hmm. it was just inspiring. And the kids sat still, and that was it. That was our day off. Just cooking and relaxing.
That's great.
And we hadn't done that in a while.
Yeah, that actually helps. I mean, that's so important because a lot of people, you know, they're going and going and they're moving and moving and they're doing and doing. And so, yeah, there's that other part where your body's exhausted.
Well, you know what
Your
happens?
Mind's exhausted too.
In the relaxation, like we said, in meditation, which mm-hmm. we do daily, you also find answers and the power to make decisions.
Yep.
Because you find quiet time to be able to say, you know what, I know what to do now and I'm going to do it.
Sure.
Because it always comes back inside you. Before I let this whole thing with Soul go away.
No, don't.
Inside that movie, there was a part where they say, I really can't help you because I've never helped an untethered soul. How crazy is the synchronicity in that? Our last episode, we talked about finding a purpose and we also recommended the book, The Untethered Soul. So I was like, whoa.
I'm curious to find out. I'm sure we'll, you know, now we'll share it in our next episode, who the writer was of that movie.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
The name is flashing in my head, but I cannot.
Yeah, that's okay.
Tell you.
But for the next episode, we'll make sure that we have that information so that, because it's really well written. And if you just really listen to it, it's interesting because I've thought of watching it a second time, but not necessarily looking at it, but just listening.
Yep. It's everything we talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So Tony Robbins says, at any moment, the decision you make can change the course of your life forever. And that is once you decide to make that decision, whatever it is.
Right. Definitely. Michael, do you hear that?
I do. It's the Restaurant of the Week.
And for this week, we had a great time there. It was actually breakfast.
It was.
It was a breakfast place in...
My favorite.
Yeah. I can... You know, it's a... I've been seeing their reviews on Yelp. And I haven't had a chance to go there, but it's the place is called Morning Buzz Cafe. Bzz. Bzz. And they're in Amesbury, Massachusetts, right in downtown Amesbury.
Yeah.
Great place, good space actually for what's happening now in restaurants, but it was buzzing. I mean, really was. There was a lot of chatter and conversation.
Yep.
They're located in, in the main street.
They're on 37 French Street in Amesbury, Massachusetts.
37 Amigo Street.
Let me tell you, they have our favorite. First of all, breakfast is my favorite.
Right, me too.
And I'm a coffee lover. Mm-hmm. And the best thing for me is when you go into a diner and they have great coffee.
Yes.
And I love their coffee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it.
That was number one. Number two, on the menu, what did they have, Mr. Will Molina?
Chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
Oh, my God. Chicken and waffles were... You have to go try it.
It's interesting because I've had chicken and waffles in many places. I mean, usually the southern states are just it's a shootout of chicken and waffles as far as, you know, the different flavors and ingredients. But the chicken in this place, lightly breaded.
Yep.
I would say it's almost like lightly salted.
I'm going to say perfectly breaded.
Perfectly breaded. That's a good one. Almost as it fell off.
Yes.
And it was massive chunks of chicken breast right on top of the waffle, sizable waffle, about plate size.
Topped off with real maple syrup.
And real maple syrup. It was really good. I know the girls, they had a couple of different things, a couple of different options on breakfast. They also had an array of Eggs Benedict, different types.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. But I'm dying to go back. Now I know. I mean, it's close to me. And I couldn't believe the chicken and waffles. I'm like, wow. Yeah. And it's funny. It wasn't on the menu. And you looked at
the specials on the board.
The specials on the board.
I'm nosy like that.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, you got to see it, right?
But it was delicious.
Thank you. Thank you, Morning Buzz.
Morning Buzz Cafe, restaurant of the week.
Delicious.
Back to our topic.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Michael, what's the next step? What should people start doing at that moment of making those decisions?
Well, the thing is that you have to make a decision, right?
Yeah.
And to do that, you have to have courage.
That's right.
So people say, well, how can I develop courage? And the answer is going to be funny to you, but to have courage to do the thing and make good choices comes from the courage to do the thing and make good choices.
That's true.
In other words, you have to jump.
Or remember when the lion in the Wizard of Oz decided, I'm going to have courage.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? I'm going to be the king of the jungle.
He went to the wizard for courage.
But a great big coward. Yeah.
You have to have heart, but you have a heart. Everybody does.
I think so. But that's what he found out at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was better than the Tin Man, because the Tin Man didn't have a heart.
The Tin Man forgot to get
I actually enjoyed the Tin Man. But you know what's funny? Did you watch the Wizard of Oz with Michael Jackson?
About 100 years ago, yes.
It was pretty good. It was a whole different vibe on it.
Yeah, different spin on it, too.
Yeah. That's the Tin Man I remember.
My favorite Tin Man I saw with Brandon, which was they went to go see the Wizard of Awards on Teen Titans Go.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know what I just saw? De La Soul is in Teen Titans.
De La Soul?
Yeah. So I saw a snippet of it. It came up on my Facebook feed. And De La Soul, the characters of De La Soul, or the artists of the De La Soul group are in Teen Titans.
So. Me, myself, and I.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So we'll go. We can keep going.
That's right.
We can keep going. So back again. Come on.
So we were talking about having the coverage. And so the way you do that is that you're going to have to jump. Yeah, you're going to have to make a decision. Leap. Now, the reason, what we're saying, that's a no-brainer. That's why we're listening and we're waiting for you to. No, you have to make a decision and don't be afraid to make a mistake. We know we sound like broken records here because we say this week after week. But you can't be afraid to make a mistake because, honestly, there are no wrong decisions. You'd be surprised that what you're really trying to do is find out who you are. And if you want to make better decisions, I'm going to tell you right now how to do it. Learn how to love yourself.
Okay.
If you learn how to love yourself, you're going to learn how to know yourself.
Right.
Once you know yourself, you're going to understand what you like and what you don't like.
And that's pushing the fear to the side.
Well, and also, when you know what you like and what you don't like, you've already made the decision.
Right.
How are you going to find out whether you like or what you don't like?
Exactly. You've gone through the journey already.
You know, I know that I like chicken and waffles because I've tried them. You know what I mean?
I can't take you seriously right now.
But dude, I could have easily had.
I just want to say that I know how to say chicken and waffles. I was just.
I like your version better.
Yeah, well, that was what, 2-3 episodes
it
back?
It was, but I
don't remember.
It.
But I said.
I have that guy in I my guess kitchen the drink, at home. You know the guy that holds the menu that with the funny looking face?
Yeah,
the chef,
yeah. And it, that everybody it says, has on their kitchen.
On it, it says chicken and waffles. My kids are going to grow up thinking that that's the way to say it.
Oh, my Lord. Poor kids. I've ruined their thought process.
I think it's a great thing.
And so, well, that was a couple of episodes. I think I had maybe one, two. I think I went three.
Well,
on the drink situation, and it came out waffles.
I don't keep count.
All right, whatever.
But the thing is that you won't know what you like or you don't like unless you make a decision. So you have to have that realization of I think I understand.
Yes.
Right? How are you going to know what you like and what you don't like unless you take that first step and say, all right, I'm either going to do this or I'm going to do that. I don't care what the outcome's going to be. At the end of the day, I'm going to be able to make another informed decision.
Sure.
And it's going to be just exploring and understanding what you like, what you don't like, how you're going to proceed. You know, how would you know what kind of school you want to go to if you don't try this school? How are you going
to
know what job you like or you don't like unless you take that job? You know, you don't like that job, switch, go to another job. And you, one of these days, you're going to find something that you do like. And then as you realize who you are, what you like, what you're here to do, then you, it's easier for you to make decisions. And it's based on one thing, learn how to love yourself.
That's true. And also, as you're making these decisions, don't be afraid, because we know, and we've talked about this before, what you, the decisions you make, and if they're, they don't work out the way they're supposed to, it's a learning experience. How many people in this world have been doing things to get to their personal successes, and they've made some massive failure decisions, bad decisions.
And they had to have courage.
And they have to have courage. And then, you know what? They thought about it. They did it. They realized, oh my Lord, that was the wrong decision. And this is where I'm at. And sometimes it's massive. It's a massive tumble. But they sit after the rubble's out. They're out of the rubble. And they say, okay, what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? And how is this going to be the catalyst, the situation that's going to get me to the next level, so that when I make that decision, I've learned from the failure. And so obviously we know every failure is a lesson.
Exactly.
So,
and it's an experience. An experience just gets you better and better.
Right.
You don't know what to do next time.
So I want to read this quote. Successful people make decisions quickly and firmly. Unsuccessful people make decisions slowly and they change them often. Napoleon Hill.
That's an important thing. That's an important thing for people to understand. You have to make this an exercise. You have to make this a practice, that now you're just making decisions on your gut because you've learned to follow your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
You've learned to know who you are.
Yep.
So you're able to say, I like that, I don't like that. A split second, you make the decision, then you stick with it. If you make a decision and then you start, you know, being flimsy about it, oh, I think I'm going to change, I think I'm going to switch, you won't get very far.
Sure.
You know, that's not the route of success. Success is making this a decision, sticking with it, and then making it work. Now, there's going to be times when you have to switch that decision, mm-hmm. but it's a process that goes slowly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you just keep switching. No one's going to follow somebody. If you want to be a leader, if you're trying to be a leader, no one's going to follow you if you keep switching your ideas back and forth because you're indecisive.
Right. Right. So it really is looking inside of you and saying, okay, what is it that I want to accomplish? And what decisions do I have to make quickly so that it comes to fruition? I think that's what people struggle with. I mean, there's a lot of people that listen to us and have reached out to us and say, hey, thank you for what you say, for sharing all this information. And they say, I have something in me. I don't want to share it because I'm working on it. And that's great. It's really good to see people that we know personally have reached out, whether it's in conversation on a phone or whatever, or the love that we get on our email. And they say, hey, thank you. Thank you so much. This changed a lot. This changed my perspective. This changes my decision-making. This changes my mindset.
Right.
Now they have the courage. They've like, well, you know what? This is great.
Courage.
Not that, we're experts, but it's something that we apply.
Yeah. And we love doing this.
And we love doing this.
And so we practice it, and we're sharing what we practice.
Exactly.
And Peter Drucker says, whenever you see a successful business, someone once made a courageous decision.
That's right.
And this is what we're talking about.
And I think we see that a lot in small businesses.
Yeah.
I heard a podcast that a lot of small businesses are suffering. And so that's one of the reasons why we do the Restaurant of the Week, so that everyone knows. It's really to help out. Right. These people have made courageous decisions to open up a restaurant. We all love a restaurant experience and we like to be there. And you know what? Guess what? Whatever's happening in our world right now, it's tough. It's tough on them. And so that's why we do it.
Right.
Because they made that leap of faith and say, you know what, I'm going to make lobster ravioli. And people are going to love it.
I love lobster ravioli. So as we wind down, we want to let you know, you're going to be on the fence. You're still going to be like, oh, should I do this? Should I do that? But Muhammad Ali Jinnah says, think 100 times before you take a decision. But once that decision is taken, stand by it as a man or a woman. Stand by it as a person.
That's the way he said it, right? As a person.
You can think about it over and over and over again. But once you make the decision, make the one that you're going to stick with. Because that's what's gonna work.
Absolutely. It says here, we have all been blessed with the power of choice, free will. The ability to make decisions at the time needed will offer you a freedom like no other. You will have, do, and be whatever it is once you exercise the power of choice. It can be scary, but the alternative is reaching a very old age, to realize that you've lived a life of regrets.
And no one wants to live a life of regrets.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah. You don't want to reach whatever age you consider old that you can't do anything, which is really no such thing, because there's been people that have been very successful past the age of 60, 70.
Yeah.
You know, there's like one guy that was investing, but they made a decision.
Doesn't matter when it was, they made it.
Right.
What we're referring to is the folks that never make the decision.
They never make the decision, regardless
of what their age is.
And now they're looking back and life is flashing before them. Yeah. And they're like, wow, I never really did anything. Because the thing is that this is what I'm really saying. You don't want to look back, flash your life flashing in front of your eyes, and you saying, wow, I never really made a decision. And on top of that, I never really lived life.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense to me.
Because you can easily say, wow, I never really made the decision, but I had a great life. I enjoyed life. I enjoyed my walks in the park. I enjoyed my time with my kids. I enjoyed, you know, cooking. I enjoyed doing. So it's a life worth living because you enjoyed life.
Sure.
You see? So you don't want to reach the end and say, I didn't do a damn thing.
Right.
Because I'd never made a decision to do anything or even enjoy it while I was here.
And it's funny because I think once you realize that you've regretted not making those decisions, it's a tough process to live in. To live in that world of thought that you've regretted. It must be. I don't know what that feels like because I find that I'm trying to do, or I feel like I'm doing the things that I want to do. To circle back to the phrase power of choice, free will, that's so powerful because it's really true. You, who I'm speaking to, not me or Michael, the person who's listening to right now to this, you have a choice. It's free. It's a free will. You can decide right now to get up after this episode and say, I'm going to do it.
Do whatever you want.
Isn't that powerful?
It is super powerful.
So I'm going to say it again. If you're listening and you're thinking of something, you have the power to that. You have the power to make that change.
You have the power to choose.
You have the power to choose. So don't forget that.
And this is what you have to understand. Once you make that choice, the entire universe backs that choice up. In other words, we choose, but God creates.
That's right.
And if you don't understand that in those terms, then you choose and there's an energy that backs you up that will create exactly what you're thinking about. And we're here to tell you that we're not here preaching. We're not here saying we're better than anybody. We're telling you, if you want to hear this and you can grasp this, you have a power of choice. You can do whatever you want to do. It's just a choice.
This podcast was a decision we made. Right. It was our own free will. Right. We didn't go to the school of podcasting. We just said, you know what? We're going to get on the mic and talk about the things that we are experiencing in our lives.
There's no gun to our head.
No, not really. No, I just don't want anybody scared out there.
I got scared when you said that.
So, one thing that's interesting is that once you develop the courage to decide, to make a definite decision, you will move on to the next phase, which is a plan of action.
A plan of action. Action is the most important part.
Right. Dive into that.
Right. Dive into the action part?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
You explain it best.
Do I?
Yeah, I'm putting a gun to your head.
You are. You got the little the hand,
the pea shooter,
the pea shooter,
the pea shooter.
No, I mean you have to. Obviously, it's we wake up in the morning to get from point A to point B.
Right,
everybody does, right? And then my point A to point B might be different than your point A to point B. But at the end, it's all in essence the same thing. We're all trying to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing to do is make a decision. I want to get to point B. Then the landscape and structure from here to there is going to be different for me than you.
Sure.
Because I might find it easier to navigate on water, and you might find it easier to hike over mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So my landscape might have more water and some mountains where it's going to be hard for me to and learn lessons over those mountains because I don't like to do it, and easier for me to navigate on water because I like to do it, and opposite for you.
Sure.
You see? So, but the way to do that, what I'm talking about, this landscape, it's a map. So we all have to have a map. We all have to have a guide and say, this is my plan of action. I want to get from here to there, and this is how I'm going to do it.
Right.
Now, I said how, but we are obviously, we don't focus on the how. We just know that we're going to get from here to there, and somehow we're going to get to the end.
That's the journey.
That's the journey.
That's the journey. And sometimes the journey can be bumpy.
It can.
It may be something that you don't see what the next step is, but you feel it.
You feel it. And you just keep going.
You keep going.
So you need to make a decision.
Yes.
And then you need to have this map, this plan of action. Mm-hmm. You don't just take off from, you know, the East Coast and say, I'm going to ride to the West Coast without knowing what direction you're going in.
Right.
You have to have some plan of action. How am I going to do this? How many days?
Thank you, Google Maps.
You know, yeah, absolutely.
That makes sense.
Or whether your preference, it's either Siri or Alexa. And that was hilarious, by the way. Hilarious.
You know, I've asked her, or I've asked Siri, and I've asked Alexa a few things, and the answers are interesting.
Yeah, and they have to make the decisions. Even an opinion is a decision. Yeah, yeah. And that was just hilarious to me.
Oh, my God. So there's a quote from Maimonides. Did I say that right?
Maimonides, we said sounds like Batida from like Terra Luna.
May I have a Maimonides, please?
Yes, make that too.
Yeah, or it could be a drink or something.
A drink, yeah.
Yeah, like I envision a Maimonides, something with like one of those flower, the umbrella, yeah.
An umbrella drink.
Two Maimonides,
please. That's funny. Whoever that is, you know, rest in peace.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even say that. I don't even know if they're alive. I should have Googled that before.
That's okay.
It's brought right. that up.
So let's say the quote, because now people are like, who the hell is Maimonides?
Maimonides.
The risk of a wrong decision is preferable to the terror of indecision. Thank you, Maimonides. So what does that mean? What do you think that means to you?
The risk of a wrong decision is preferable to the terror of indecision. In other words, make the mistake because
right.
you're going to find more satisfaction in finding out whether you like it or you don't like it than not doing anything at all. You know, you it's all right. Let's put it this way: it's you and a friend of yours, and then you're like, I don't know if I should do this. I don't know. And your friend says, you know what? I'm going to take a chance. So they take the first step, and then they take another step, and now they're getting further and further away from you. And you see that they're enjoying their life, and they're making mistakes, and they're making good choices and bad choices. But it all ends up to being who they are right now, and now they're successful. And guess what? You haven't even taken a step.
Take the step.
So Maimonides, by the way, was a philosopher, and he died in 1204. Is that how you say that? 1204?
1204.
Yeah. So, rest in peace. Because
BC or AD?
he died somewhere in Egypt. He was born in Spain in 1138. So
wow.
I would say that would be AD.
AD. Okay.
Yeah.
So to end this episode, always remember this. Success is a decision, not a gift.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Steve Backley.
Yes.
So if you loved this episode, hit that subscribe button so you do not miss another episode.
Yes, yes, y'all.
We are The Vibe You're In and can be listened to on Spotify,
Audible,
Apple Podcast,
soon to be on YouTube.
That's right. SoundCloud, and soon to be episodes on our The Vibe You're In website.
TheVibeYou'reIn.com.
If you want to send love, you want to say something, you may want to talk about something that you may want to hear in the future,
That's right.
Send us an email at thevibeyourein@gmail.com.
That is correct.
And we want to thank, special thanks to our sponsor of the evening,
Anicia Pimentel of Silverio Insurance. And she can be reached at Anicia at SilverioInsurance.com. That's Anicia, A-N-Y-C-I-A at SilverioInsurance.com.
Thank you, Anicia. My personal insurance agent, the guru. I call her the guru.
Yes. She's a super top producer, like our super producer and engineer.
Short Fuse.
Short Fuse.
Thank you, Froggies. The Enchantment Room for giving us a roof.
Over our head, coming soon, March 2021, the reopening of Froggies.
Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Party time. Thank you so much. Michael, you had someone reached out to you about listening to our podcast, The Vibe You're In.
Yes, out in Michigan.
Oh, wow. In Michigan.
In Michigan.
That is awesome. Michigan.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Michigan.
Mr. Tommy Dalt. Thank you, Mr. Dalt. He listened to 5 episodes in a row. And by the way, talking about 5 episodes in a row, which we appreciate their time.
Sure.
Carol McDonald McCree did the same thing.
Oh, wow. Carol's awesome.
That's the time they've invested to listen to us, and we appreciate
it. Well, we really appreciate it. And share it. If you believe that someone can use what we're doing, we can certainly help them. If they want to hear this vibe, certainly share it with them.
Yes, y'all.
So as we always end an episode, we are over and
out.